That UN report out today that says the pace of sea level rise is accelerating as global warming melts ice around the world and marine heat waves get more common is something indigenous people in the Bering Sea region already know. The report was from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The Bering Sea, the body of water between Russia and Alaska's Aleutian Islands, is the subject of a new series by Hal Burton, reporter for the Seattle Times, who joins us now. And Hal, the dateline on your first story is Savunga, Alaska, an island right between Russia and Alaska, a place few people visit. Can you just describe first what it's like there?
Well, it's an island that doesn't have a lot of trees, but has a rich abundance of sea life all around it. And the people who live there, the Yupik Eskimos, have really built an amazing subsistence culture through the centuries that's partially based around the ice. More recently, they've actually gotten involved in just sort of small-scale commercial fishing for halibut. But everything in that whole area has changed dramatically in recent years as the winter ice, which is really one of the keys to the productivity of this area, has largely disappeared.
Yeah. And so what has been the impact?
There have been a lot of impacts, and we're really scientists, a lot from the federal NOAA fisheries, are still trying to unravel all these impacts. But clearly, there's been a huge surge of fish from the south, Pacific cod, pollock that didn't used to be there, moving into the area. And that's had an impact on the whole ecosystem in this northern Bering Sea. Seabirds are dying. There have been unusual mortality events for several species of seals that depend on the ice. There have been questions about whether or not the fish that are arriving here are eating up some of the food that the species that were already there depend on.
Well, one of the scientists told you it's one of the fastest northward movements of fish he'd heard of anywhere in the world. We'll link people to your writing at herenow.org and also the pictures, which are extraordinary. And you quote an oceanographer who says of the whole Bering Sea, "As a scientist, I'm fascinated by it, but as a human being, I'm depressed." Why else is this depressing scientists so much?
Well, the ice was a giant platform for producing a very nutritious algae that, as the ice melted, it seeded the upper layer of the water with this very nutritious algae that was one of the foundations of the food chain and allowed this incredible productivity. Some of the biggest fisheries on the planet, pollock and cod, which are everything from fish sticks to surimi to all kinds of products, come from the Bering Sea. If the ice eventually, as forecast from the impacts of climate change, disappears for good, they think there'll be a lot less fish that will come out of the Bering Sea. And that's because if the algae isn't there, it will be a less productive place.
You know, there are people who say, oh, but that means we have new shipping routes, you know, because no ice. But it sounds, you know, so dramatic what you're describing. I mean, you'd think there'd be a bigger hue and cry about it.
Well, there certainly are. When I was in Nome, it was amazing to see cruise ships that go through both the Northeast and the Northwest Passage, one around the top of Russia, the other around the top of North America, making their way into Nome. And there was an adventurer who was going out in his sailboat to try to actually get as close as he could to the North Pole to trek across it. So there is that. But yeah, there's a lot of concern. For example, the crab fishermen, crabs seem to be nowhere to be found. They fish out of Nome. It's an important source of income for the small boat fishermen in the Nome fleet. And no one's quite sure, did they move out because the water was so warm? Did some of them get eaten by cod? So it was just a bust of a season, and I went out on a crab boat, and the skipper was just so discouraged by what he found in his pots.
Yeah. Hal Burton, again, with the Seattle Times. Most of us will never be where you went into the Bering Sea. We maybe can't even find it on a map. But why do you think we should all care about this?
This is just a planetary resource. It produces an incredible amount of food, in part because the ice has helped to sustain that production. And if we lose that ice, we lose some of that productivity. And these fisheries are really a resource that all the world shares in. And for me, my kids were born in Alaska, just coming back and getting a sense of that change was really amazing.
And I'm sure discouraging.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we'll link you to Hal's reporting from the Bering Sea. Hal Burton, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.